All the fun of the wake, this time on Culture File. Molaine is the title of a new collection of tunes from the Fermanagh artist Rorsch. On it, Rorsch uses her voice and electronics to explore and update the ancient sound practices around keening the dead in Ireland. Molaine contains plenty of the shadowy sounds such a project might suggest, but also a strong waft of the incense of humour at the expense of such local shibboleths as the Angelus, RIP.ie and Radio Death Notices, as Rorsch explained to Culture File.
Oh, 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 no.
In wakes, I've been to lots of different wakes and funerals where it's very solemn when it doesn't need to be, and it's sort of tokenistic. Like, to me, death is something exciting and should be celebrated, you know? Like, I've talked to lots of people studying the same thing, and they are excited for their wake. You know, it should be a big celebration. They're going to miss it, but who knows? Who knows if there are not? That's the exciting thing about it. It's just not taking it too serious. It's not taking your own life too seriously. Then it's celebrating everyone else's life, their life that they've had, and what a great thing that we can say that we have been alive. It shouldn't just be a whole solemnity festival. It should be a life festival.
Hello and welcome to the Death Notices. We are sorry to inform you, but there will be no Death Notices this morning.
And on the collection that you're releasing, there's quite a lot of making fun of some of the aspects of that surround religiosity anyway. One of the things that you have there is the death notices. How did they find a place in your heart? And a strange death notice at that.
It's mad that someone decided to say that. Like, it's because that's what it is. Maybe it's just a bit of excitement for people. Like, that maybe that was the intention there with that presenter. I don't know. It's one that I heard on the radio. They didn't have a death notices. I just love how in Ireland we have such an obsession with the death notices and, you know, the scrolling on RIP.ie to see who's dead. And it's, you know, it's a constant thing in our house. And I'm sure lots of other people can resonate with it. You know, it's there's a game involved every time you see your mom. I guess who's dead now? And there's a bit of an obsession. I think it's great how we have an obsession with it. Maybe it's a bit of excitement that we don't want to admit. But yeah, like, we are very sorry to inform you that there'll be no death notices. Like, that was an actual quote from the radio. I could be a little, like, remnants of a colonised psyche, a zeitgeist that we're holding on to in a little way, our obsession with death. And there definitely is. It's a funny thing, like, and it should be made. I just felt like I needed to make fun of it a bit and have a bit of humour within the chaos of the catharsis of death. I started with traditional Irish music. I come from a family of traditional Irish musicians, so we grew up with that, and then went on to classical music and started doing the whole grades. And then when I got to kind of late adolescence, I started learning jazz, and then wanted to study composition because I loved making music. So I was doing that in the Royal Irish Academy of Music. Went for 2 years then to The Hague to do composition. So I did 2 years in Dublin, 2 years in The Hague. I went there namely to study with Yanis Kyriakides, and also Calliope Tsoupaki, two amazing Greek and Greek Cypriot composers, and Hus Janssen as well. And yeah, Yanis came to Dublin to do a little seminar, and I was just so inspired by his music. And it was just an amazing experience to study with them. Such a privilege.
For the current project, which is sort of interested in keening, presumably because of your background, you had already come across that kind of singing. I mean, I wouldn't call it that kind of performance, I guess, and that's, you know, something we could talk about, but that kind of vocal expression, I suppose.
The three last recordings they would have been the sort of more, you know, responses to the wailing and seeing the dead body. Like it would have been sort of the main attraction to a wake when people would go, and it would have been such a skill, you know, and it's a sacred thing as well, where people were kind of looking forward to seeing the keening. And it would have been passed down every other generation, woman to woman. Even I heard recently the word O'Hone is kind of a mantra that would have been said, and only the keeners could say that word. It would have unlocked like a portal tomb. So it's a really important loss in the Irish tradition.
Tell us what you're looking for in those voices, or what you heard in those voices to begin with.
It was their ability to connect to their voice when responding to someone's death, and how they were able to do that at a wake setting in order to appease the community's grief, because it would have been a community-led event. It's just that intuitive response to something like death, which, as everyone knows, is a really extreme thing to happen, and for the voice to connect to people and to transcend their grief and, I suppose, relinquish their fear of it and coming together communally. They would have, just getting into more research, like the keeners would have went barefoot, they would have teared their hair out, they would have really went at it viscerally and really extremely in order to transcend their grief. So like, how in touch would you be with your voice and your body in order to do that for the community? Like, it's an amazing tradition that I think could be brought back. When I started to learn sound design and using music technology, the voice would have been the basis of how I made my synths or the sort of soundscape. So more so in the last few years, I would have incorporated my voice with all of my music. It's becoming a crutch a little bit, maybe, or just the main kind of thing. Before, in the earlier years of composition, it would have been just instruments. I feel very at home when I'm exploring the voice, and it's always something new with it. Mostly long drives in the car, I'll be discovering something new. So it's always not like sitting down at a laptop and discovering something. It's more natural and organic. I suppose the voice is the thing that connects us to the primordial, I suppose. I don't know, I just understand different situations, the extremities of life when I'm screaming in the car.
Rorsch there, and she's on what she calls the Irish Wake Tour, starting October 12th at the Accidental Theatre in Belfast, then on to Connolly's of Lepp on the 25th, the Workman's Dublin on the 27th, and the Wake of the Wake is in De Barra's in Clonakilty on November 2nd.